Flooding in the Midwest has devastated some towns and farms, while leaving others largely unaffected. We've been following one Iowa farm family this year, Craig and Levon Griffune. They raise corn, soybeans, and beef on 1,100 acres near Ankeny. That's 15 miles north of Des Moines and a safe distance from the Des Moines and Cedar Rivers that overflowed their banks. Another thing worrying them is the international food crisis. More and more of the nation's corn crop goes toward making ethanol. That means more corn for fueling American cars, not food. It's a point of philosophical disagreement between Craig and Levon Griffune. Their story comes to us from John Biewen of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.
So far, everything's going right on schedule. We got the corn planted. We ended up finishing up the soybeans about the third week in May. I got the corn, all but about 60 acres of it, sprayed this last week. Today we're working in the shop, working on a hay mower conditioner. I gotta take some bolts off of here. It's rained too much now, and we're kind of out of the field waiting for it to dry, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen this week because they're forecasting rain for the rest of the week. Of course, somebody's got to call. Hello. I'm working on the swing arm. No, did you find out what we're doing with those cows yet? We've been pretty lucky right here. We've kind of missed all the big, heavy downpours. In the last 3 weeks, we've probably had about 3.5 inches of rain. And there's some places just north of us a little ways that's had between 9 and 12 inches of rain. They've got ponds all over, and we've got some little ponds, but nothing that's going to hurt us too much as far as yield.
Here it is. The Rome-based UN Food and Agriculture Organization is hosting the three-day summit to try to solve the short-term emergency of increased hunger caused by soaring prices and to help poor countries...
From the time I was growing up, and that's what they taught us in school, that if you were in agriculture, you had to feed the world. And I don't know the statistics for sure, but back a few years ago, the average size of the farm was like 500 acres, and they figured you fed 100 families.
Iowa, we'd like to tell people we're the food capital of the world, but indeed we aren't. We're the feed capital of the world. We're producing corn and soybeans that mostly is ground up to feed livestock. And now we want to transition that to be the fuel capital of the world. In all truth, can you justify turning a food source into a fuel source?
I guess I can, as long as the food source is a surplus. And if you look back over 30, 40 years, we've had a surplus of grains in this country. And I think even today, if we didn't have the ethanol, we'd still have a surplus of grain. We'd probably still be down at $1.50 a bushel for corn to $2. Which is below my production cost. But now, with the ethanol taking up the surplus and making more of a demand, the price of our grain is up where I'm making a profit on top of what my cost of production is.
Maybe you should only get subsidized for the corn that gets sold for food and not the corn that gets sold for fuel. Just a thought.
That'd be awful hard to keep that all separated.
Yeah, since you called the elevator today and asked them, where does my corn go? And the guy at the elevator couldn't answer the question, how much of my corn goes for ethanol and how much of my corn goes for feed? And he didn't even talk about food. You only talked about feed and fuel. You never talked about food.
That's true.
Do you feel like a pawn in this and not a player?
Yeah, I think most farmers out here are probably just serfs working for the Lord, which is the government probably, or private industry. Big corporations, I think, are the ones that are controlling,
control the government,
like, you know, Cargill and Monsanto and Syngenta and and DuPont and some of the other...
ADM.
ADM.
So I gotta know, do you feel like an independent farmer?
Right now, yes.
Okay. How's life in Egypt? You're living in denial.
That's Craig and LaVon Griffune of Ankeny, Iowa. Their story is produced by John Biewen of the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University, with help from Rob Dillard of Iowa Public Radio.